Hi, thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. May I please have your last name and zip code?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. May I please have your last name and zip code?
Yep, last name is Kacharian, K-A-C-H-E-R-I-A-N, and zip code's 33573.
And your first name is Diana?
It is.
Okay, your zip code is 33575 or 33573?
It should be 33573.
Okay, what seems to be the problem today?
I've been having a problem. I originally had an account with Craftsy, and then it switched over to Blueprint, and so all my login credentials and everything went to Blueprint. And then when you guys went back to Craftsy again, I got that email for the $2.49 membership for the year, but it wouldn't let me log into my account. And so I talked to one of the gals at Craftsy, and she said I wasn't even in the system. So she was going to see what she could find out and call me back. Well, I never heard back from her. So I just said, well, I'll go ahead and just set up a new account. And the stuff I had previously had, you know, like classes and stuff, I just lose them, because obviously you guys couldn't find my account any more than I could. So anyway, so I did that. I set up a new account, and I went to pay the $2.49, and it says it's declining my credit card. I'm sorry, I just find that funny. Now, this is a rewards card, but I use it, like, for all my embroidery designs and stuff, and I never have a problem. Is there some way that you can see why it's being declined? I mean, there's money on the account, you know, on the credit card. Or am I just, like, really screwed and I can't ever do Craftsy because it's not user friendly?
Okay.
I'm sorry,
so
what?
You tried to do that today?
I'm sorry, say again.
Have you tried to sign up for the 249 deal today?
I have not.
Okay. Okay, are you using a PayPal card?
Am I using a what?
A PayPal card?
No, it's a Visa debit rewards card.
Okay. Ma'am, it seems like you would not be able to use that card. Have you used it previously for this account?
Well, I've used it, just not with Craftsy. But I'm not interested in using my regular credit card for $2.49. That was the whole point of getting me this prepaid debit card, was for things like my buying embroidery designs and doing things like Craftsy or whatever. I mean, I'm not writing a check to the bank for $2.49. And if that means that I can never use Craftsy, then and you guys don't want to help me try to figure this out, then I just won't ever use Craftsy. I mean, I would prefer to, because you guys have a lot of good stuff, but I guess I'm just speechless. Sorry.
You okay, ma'am? And I do apologize.
And this card works for all the other quilting, like Missouri Star, and you know it works everywhere else. I just don't understand why for $2.49 it won't work with your company.
Okay, so what I can do is I can see if I can give you access to that $2.49 deal, and you should be able to do it again. You can try back and do it again tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And then you should be able to access that coupon code, because it shouldn't do that. So what I can do is I will grant you access to that coupon code, and in the morning you can try back again and see if it works.
I can access the coupon. That's not the problem. The problem is that when I put this credit card number in, it's telling me that it's declined.
Okay.
So I'm guessing, and this is just a guess on my part, since this automatically renews in a year, the membership, since this is a prepaid card, I'm guessing it's declining because there's no way that Craftsy knows that there'll be money on the account in a year. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
That would just logically be my guess. But, okay, if you do whatever you do, and then in the morning I'll try, and if it doesn't work, then I guess I just won't do Craftsy, because, like I said, I'm not interested in writing a check to my bank for $2.49.
I understand, ma'am. Okay, but I do have one question.
Uh-huh.
Those last four digits on that card that you're using, is it 5910?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And I even went back and, you know, verified that I typed the number in right and had the right expiration date and the right security number. And it was all right. So anyways, okay. Well, I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Would that be all for you today?
I'm sorry, say again?
Would that be all for you today?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you for calling. You have a nice day, ma'am.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.